Bun.js, a mega-fast JavaScript runtime and toolchain that was built by someone who woke up one day, looked at their node modules folder, and chose violence. The JavaScript programming language was originally designed in 1995 for front-end scripting in web browsers, mostly to annoy people with pop-up windows and targeted ads. But one fateful day in 2009, it escaped the browser, got a back-end job, and evolved into the most cursed toolchain in software history. With a basic stack including Node.js as a runtime, NPM as a package manager, Webpack for a bundler, Jest for testing, Babel for transpiling, and a graveyard of config files nobody understands. Then, in 2021, Bun came along and said, what if the runtime could do everything and do everything faster? The JavaScript world agreed, and now Bun powers tools like Claude Code, serverless functions on cloud platforms, and the local dev environments for millions of soy devs. At its core, Bun is a JavaScript runtime like Node.js, but with an extreme focus on performance, which they achieved by swapping out C++ for Zig and Chrome's V8 engine for JavaScript Core, the same engine used by Safari. Starting from scratch has allowed it to throw up some impressive Trust Me Bro benchmarks, but it's more than just a runtime. It replaces your bundler so you can write TypeScript and JavaScript without any config nightmares. It replaces your testing frameworks and package managers, and it even has built-in database drivers to work with SQL, Redis, and S3 buckets in the cloud. And it does all of this from a single binary, while maintaining compatibility with the Node.js ecosystem. So instead of assembling a toolchain, you just run Bun and move on with your life. To get started, we can install it using a single command, then open up the terminal and run Bun init to start a new project. And that gives us a TypeScript file where we can start writing some code. Then to run it, we can run Bun run, and we can auto restart on changes with the watch flag. No need to mess with a transpiler or extra dependencies. But now we want to build a web app, and instead of installing Express.js, we just use the built-in Bun HTTP module to create a basic web server. That was easy, but now we want to store some data in SQLite. Simply import the database module and start writing queries. Over the next few days, our app goes viral with millions of users. The database gets bogged down, so let's implement an in-memory cache with Redis. Like before, just import the Redis module, and we're up and running without any third-party dependencies. But wait a minute, I still love all these packages I have in this package JSON file. Well, instead of running npm install, I can run bun install to install them 25 times faster. And we can even run executables on npm with the bunks command. And finally, we might as well test our code, which we can do with the built-in test runner, which, like everything else in Bun, is extremely fast. This has been Bun in 100 seconds. If you want to see more videos like this, let me know what you want to learn about next in the comments. Thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next one.